This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS trying to go fairly politics-free. So far, so good. That was a good hour, but man, feels a lot later than 407. Our buddy Trish Gazelle from 102.5 KZK joins us now. And it's kind of a running joke because Trish broadcasts from home. Most people do now. And she has like this little machine that, you know, she speaks to us on and does her stuff. And while we're waiting for her to pop up, we can hear what she's doing. And it sounds like when Tony Stark built the first Iron Man suit in the cave.
100%.
Wait, do it. Like, do some sound effects. Because okay, I can't hear it in my headphones.
There's no... There's not a gong in here, so I don't even know how to...
Oh, my God.
There was... I mean,
do you know, I can't hear any of that.
Like a gong. Like, it sounded yeah. like... It sounded like...
Like you're back. Oh, like it was
you're,
probably this.
You're wearing a kimono.
Yes, that's yes. it. What is yeah. that? What is that? It's,
I'm setting my phone on the TV tray that my laptop's on. But I cannot hear any of that in my headphones. You know when your mic usually picks up any noises you're making? For yeah. some reason, so I can't hear when I snorted over that one song or when I put my phone on. I can't hear any of it. So
Rachel,
I don't know what's
what
going
does
on.
She do more than anything?
sighs into the mic.
This. Constantly.
Here he goes.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing that.
You did it at the beginning of this segment.
Yeah,
when we were on the air already. Like, as yeah. Dave is introducing you, yeah. you, if people were listening, as Dave is introducing you, before you spoke, you hear this. Well, as Dave's talking, you hear.
I think I'm just breathing and it's picking it up. I swear.
Remember last week we did, there was like the Black Sabbath song, and in the pause in the Black Sabbath, Trish went.
Yeah. I thought I sniffed or something over REO Speedwagon or something. I don't know. I can't even hear that, and I don't know I'm doing it. I apologize. I won't breathe for this entire
like you're
segment.
Doing dishes
Can
in a
you
restaurant.
Put your phone down one more time?
Yeah,
see,
that's it.
In my mind, this is ruined because in my mind, she's wearing a kimono, having tea, and she's
that's
like,
exactly what I'm doing.
It's a ceremonial thing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. I didn't want to say that I was doing that, so I made
but
up the whole phone thing.
Very she is a very emo Buddhist, and she's like, oh, God. Nirvana, whatever. Fine.
Am I supposed to meditate with these people calling me all the time?
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
What is your TV tray made of?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
It's wood. It's like one of those wood ones.
What is made it of? Sitting on?
It's Captain America's
shield. A carpet, a rug.
Like wow, that's amazing.
I think it's because I have the microphone on a metal arm, which is connected. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Like this metal arm has given me some reverb.
So are you sitting on the floor?
No, I'm sitting in a chair.
Oh, just because the tray's on the ground. I didn't know if you were like Chris.
Oh, no, like a TV. Like a TV table.
Oh, the whole table. I was with Rachel. I got you now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The thing I usually eat dinner on in front of the TV, but I'm working on it.
We are still no closer to figuring out what is going on.
So wait a minute.
I just assumed her whole setup was on timpani drums or something.
That's what it sounds like.
So your dinner table is also your work desk, which is also a TV tray.
Which is also a bongo drum.
Which is also a steel drum from Jamaica.
I actually have a table, but I mean, it's just me. I'm not going to sit at the table by myself and eat dinner. That's bum, ridiculous.
Bum. Under the bum, 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 bum.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You guys. I mean, why did I even do this? Bum, bum,
bum. You don't need this.
Okay, we get it. We get it. I sighed and I make a lot of noise. No, it's Tony. He's always got to take it one step too far.
I think I see why she's eating dinner alone.
Oh, stop. Having a bad reaction to being relentlessly mocked.
Well, you guys have picked on each other enough all day. It's like a new person's in the room. Like,
absolutely.
This is the only thing that unites us, Trish.
One that can't get to us.
Hey, let's all gang up on Trish when she calls. Is that what the conversation was?
Boy, she's real stupid, isn't she? Yeah. All right, what do you got for us?
Nothing. I got nothing. No. Okay, so a couple of movies have been pushed back. You probably heard about the James Bond one, No Time to Die. That's been pushed back. It was supposed to be released over Easter weekend, but they pushed it back until November.
Oh, man.
And then the other one, and this is a two-parter because I got another story about this. So the prequel to The Sopranos, they're making a movie, a prequel to the TV show called The Many Saints of Newark. And that was supposed to come out in March. And now that's coming out in September. And it will come out in theaters and HBO Max at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some reading today and I fell kind of down a hole. But David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, was doing an interview about the show. And the Journey song at the end, Don't Stop Believin', almost didn't make it into the movie two times. And the first time was because he had three songs in mind. He said he couldn't remember the first one, but it was between Don't Stop Believin' and Al Green's Love and Happiness to play at the end. So he asked his crew, they were like driving in a van and they were like, hey, he's like, hey, what about Journey, Don't Stop Believin'? They're like, oh God, no, that's so cheesy. And he was like, well, I'm totally doing it now because he thought of that song as like a guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. So a few weeks before so there's that. It almost was Al Green's Love and Happiness and some other song you can't remember. But a few weeks before, he sent it a request to Neil Sean and Steve Perry. Hey, can we use this song? And we may have talked about this before, but I saw Steve Perry on doing an interview and confirmed it and looked it up. But he said he didn't want to do it if the family was going to get whacked at the end. So he said, for me to agree for you to use the song, you have to tell me how it ends. So they kind of went, but he goes, I swear I won't tell anybody, but I have to know how this song's being used. So they kind of went back and forth. And of course, David Chase didn't want to tell anybody how the show was going to end, but he finally gave in because he really wanted it, told Steve Perry, and he was like, okay, I'll let you use it. He just didn't want that song associated with the whole family getting whacked of that show.
So that means that Tony Soprano didn't die?
Not necessarily. It means we didn't see him die, but I don't know that that was like giving away a spoiler. I just think he meant like if the whole family's going to get whacked on camera, okay. Right. I don't want this song to be used.
I get that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Man, I was mad about that. That was like before you could binge watch stuff. It was Sunday night with Sopranos and that was it. And I watched it all the way through and was so invested and I've warmed to the ending, but when it...
What mega show has ended positively?
Oh, because maybe MASH.
Like the Game of Thrones thing was a debacle.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Well, give you one that wasn't terrible. That wasn't as popular, but 6 Feet Under had a great ending on HBO.
Justified.
Yeah, nobody watched that.
Show,
great.
But that had a super good ending. Again, like 6 Feet Under, nobody watched it.
Well, I love the Sopranos ending. I think it was great. I thought my cable went out. I was like, oh, what? And then after I thought about it, I'm like, how else would this? I really did. I thought my cable went out. How else would this show end? I thought it was brilliant. I know some people hate it, but did you hear that again?
No, here's how that went. Don't stop.
Bong, 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 bong. The cable went out. Bong, bong.
So you heard a noise. I didn't even know.
Trish, they're just being terrible.
Yes.
They're just being
They are terrible.
Terrible
human beings, and this is the last time. Unless it's only Sue and Rachel and Andrew in the world. Oh, now Andrew's chiming in. Forget it.
That was me.
Jess on Twitter says Trish should do ASMR.
What's that?
Maybe that would help Dave fall asleep if he could listen to a recording.
Like this.
Yeah, but with the bongs.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, tap on the mic for us.
Trish's ASMR.
This is so stupid.
You guys are dumb.
Do you people really like this?
I like.
This is
what?
So
Am I
dumb.
I like of all of the words in the English language, all the sexy things she could have done, she went, tippa, 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 tippa.
Okay, so this is my ASMR. Is this how do you hold the mic?
Let me tell you something else about this.
Accident.
Tony, is this Tony again? Tony again, going way too far.
What?
I want to say something else about music because I started watching the Bee Gees documentary, which I'm not a huge Bee Gees fan. I know the hits, you know, whatever, but it's really good. I got through half of it, and they wrote before they became popular. They wrote "To Love Somebody" for Otis Redding, which, when you think about it and hear, kind of try to hear Otis Redding sing that song, it totally makes sense. But Otis Redding died before he could record it.
Oh man, I really want to watch that show.
Can you sing us a line of it? I don't know that one.
You don't know "To Love Somebody"?
Not
There's a light, a certain kind of light. You don't know that?
Get to the chorus.
No, I can't. I can't sing. He's just doing that so he can embarrass me singing.
Oh, now I got it. That is very Bee Gees-ish.
They did sing it, Dave. Yeah, the Bee Gees did it. They wrote it for Otis Redding.
It could have been a great Otis Redding song.
I can really hear the Bee Gees singing it. Yeah.
Because they did.
I mean, that totally could have been a Bee Gees hit.
Let me give you another one, and we may have talked about this too. You know, "Every Time You Go Away" by Paul Young?
Is that? Yes. Is
Every
that
time, no, it's Daryl Hall. He wrote that, but if you could hear Daryl Hall singing that, "Every Time You Go Away."
I can hear Paul
Young.
Can.
I totally can.
I can hear Paul Young singing it too.
Like the Bee Gees. Yeah, the Bee Gees may have done that one too. I could hear the Bee Gees doing that.
Speaking of ASMR, some people have this condition. Rach, they email you and say, "I can't stand when you guys eat. I can't stand that sound."
They hate the snorting the most.
Okay. Oh, boy. That hit me right in the chest.
Yeah.
I have that. Like, I'm not going to run out of the room, but ASMR is the opposite of sexy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just...
Agreed.
Something about it is very off-putting.
I like it when the girls have, like, their nails done and they'll, like, click on something into
Ooh,
the mic.
Yeah, no.
You know
I
what,
like
though?
That.
I don't think it's necessarily supposed to be sexy.
Here we go.
Like, I don't think you're going after...
Andrew!
What?
All the most popular ASMR girls are, like, 19.
Yeah. You find me an ASMR star who's a big hog and we'll talk.
They don't exist.
Welcome to my ASMR channel. Here you go.
Got some ASMR farts ready to go for you.
You ever wonder what it sounds like to eat a banquet fried chicken?
Got some head ham here.
Tippity 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 two.
Tippa 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 tippa.
Tippa 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 two.
I like it when Trish does it.
I don't mind it when Trish does it, I'll be honest.
Tell us we're stupid again. I liked that.
You guys are stupid. No, that was Tony. I said you're dumb, 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 dumb,
That's
dumb,
right.
dumb, 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 dumb.
Okay, yeah, this I like.
This is good. Andrew's like, maybe it is sexual.
I have never been stoned and felt this stoned. I am straight up wide.
Welcome back to Fat Tony's ASMR channel.
You like baked Lays?
Today I'm gonna hit a frozen pizza with a hammer.
Today I'll be drinking a gallon of barbecue sauce.
I don't think ASMR is necessarily sexy.
We'll start with the ball peen.
Move on to the claw.
Then we'll go to the rubber mallet.
Seriously, just Google ASMR and the top 15 girls who pop up are like 19-year-old models.
It's like the furry thing. Like, oh yeah, no, furries.
It's not about sex.
No, there's no sexual stuff here. It's just
Remember they had that, wasn't it Bud Light did it with Zoe Kravitz?
A
commercial?
Right.
It was one of their products, Budweiser, one of theirs. And Zoe Kravitz did a whole commercial on TV doing that.
ASMR?
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Wow.
by Bud Light.
Whole commercial on the TV, huh?
Leave her alone. Stop.
God. I know, really, Andrew. That was not necessary.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
Trish, do you have one more for us?
Yeah.
Please.
I don't know if I should do Madonna or White Castle.
White Castle.
White Castle.
All right. So you know how they do the romantic Valentine's Day dinners where you can reserve a table?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this year's got to be a little bit different. Excuse me. So they're doing drive-ins where you reserve a parking spot and car hops come out.
Oh, that's
so you have to reserve it, though. Yeah. And so they're doing the whole drive-in thing. And it's called Slider Lover's Point. That's what
cute.
They're naming it.
I
yeah,
am so close to doing that. Like, you guys know me. You guys know that that's
why am
totally...
I not surprised?
I know, yes. Right? Like, I want so badly to go and do the, like, where you sit down. I hear it's great. Like, I hear it's really nice. The staff does a great job, and it's, like, a lot of fun and goofy. And
well, you should do it.
Well, I mean,
no, he should not. You know why? Because he's the guy who would leave one in the back seat of his car. I've seen your car. I know that a year from now we will find a White Castle in the back of your car.
Yeah. Oh, assuming he doesn't currently go to White Castle. And
I know
what
you thought. I thought when she said leave one,
I know
she
meant poop.
Yeah. I did too.
What?
I did too.
And
I
was no. Like,
I was going to be like, Trish, now we all know Andrew's a bit of an animal, but
no,
he's not
going to
leave one.
He's not just
going to
eat White Castle on Valentine's Day and then crap in his back seat.
Also, Trish, you think I'm not eating all the White Castles? I mean, come on.
Oh, you know, you might have a piece of one fall off and it goes under your car, a fry or two.
So,
he's got a sombrero back there, so who knows what's in
there. There's definitely some fries in there. I mean, I'm not going to say there's no fries.
Happy Valentine's Day, Megan. I'm just going to get in the back and drop a deuce.
This is the Valentine's Day special of Fat Tony's ASMR channel.
Don't look in the back seat.
You guys are all in for a real treat because we just had White Castles.
We're totally going to go home and do it right now.
Tipper, tipper, two. I'm going to leave one just for you.
I got a turtle head poking out.
Gross. That's so gross.
All this stuff in the backseat, you'll never even see it.
You're the only person who can't do pud liquor.
I can't do the voice.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I have thoroughly enjoyed this, Trish. I want to thank you.
Oh,
for
this
that.
Has been great.
Thank you, Trish.
Bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh boy, we're a lot better. We don't talk about politics. Andrew really made me laugh on the break. We're talking about Trish works from home all day and then she's home by herself at night and drive me crazy. And Andrew's like, oh yeah. Like, when I'm alone on a Sunday, like, I just have had enough, and I have to get up and get out, and I really thought he was going to say, do a home project, and he goes, I just got to get up and get out and get some ice cream. I love you.
Or any kind of snack. Generally, it is a snack, yes. You need some donuts or something. But yeah, you just got to get out of the house.
Where do you go for ice cream?
Shivers.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Godfrey Road, it's not far from me.
Yeah.
That's probably the number one. And then
what's your go-to? What do you get?
Mint chocolate chip. That's my favorite.
Me too.
I love mint chocolate chip. Lint
I don't like mint.
I don't either.
I love mint chocolate chip. I just not can't eat it anymore. Mm-mm.
Dave Murray, what about you?
Rainbow sherbet is my favorite. Love a gun.
How do you feel about mint?
You offended, Sue.
My ice cream. I know.
Oh, wow. Dave. That's
I was
not
feeling.
Even...
I was feeling pretty good because, you know, over the years and years and years I've been with you guys, you have succeeded in bringing me down into the gutter quite well. And now you brought Trish down into the gutter, too. I just.
So I have a question. I'm 56 years old, and I don't know the answer to this. Are sherbet and sherbet both things and different?
They are the same.
I'm guessing they're the same.
Why did some people call it sherbet?
I do not know.
Same way, you know, some people say like a crust, and other people
but what
say
do you
like
say?
Well, that's not accurate.
I say sherbet.
I do too, but I think it's sherbet.
It's sherbet.
It's sherbet.
It's sherbet?
Yeah, sherbet.
Yeah, there's
no second
S-H-E-R.
I thought you got all were some nerds saying sherbet.
No, we're just Hoosiers saying sherbet.
I guess so, Dave.
Yeah.
Because there's no T on the end of
You'll
a cross.
You'll get your ass kicked in South Roxana if you say I could go for some rainbow sherbet.
I could get your ass kicked there any day.
That's a good point.
No matter what you do.
I remember one time when Phoebe, cause obviously Phoebe's been going to South Roxana since she was a baby, but she was about 8, and we're driving to Grandma's going through the neighborhood, and it was just one 11-year-old fat boy on a bike without a shirt after another. And she just goes, does anyone wear a shirt in this town? I'm like, no, we don't.
They say a crossed and they eat sherbet.
So sherbet is just not even a word.
Correct. It's yes, sherbet.
This is a Mandela effect for me.
It I was mean, for me about 10 years ago.
This is nuts.
And it's not
just
IT.
Just when I brought it up.
It's ET.
Yeah, it's sherbet.
Sherbet.
Yeah.
Sherbet.
Oh, you're going to jump on. Like
I'm sherbet. The spelling champ. I knew.
Sherbet is not wrong.
Hey! Thank you, Tony.
No, yes, it is.
Yay.
I'm looking at the Merriam-Webster
Don't help
dictionary.
Them.
And it says.
Let
it
me
says,
be superior.
It says sherbet. Actually, it's pronounced sherbut. It's B-U-T in the pronunciation.
I want some sherbut.
It's the usual word for the frozen sweet dessert made from fruit or fruit juices.
It's not
sherbet with the that's S-H-E-R-B-U-T.
Sue, this is Merriam-Webster's website. Oh. This is actually legit. Right.
With an additional sherbet with an additional R in the second syllable is pronounced sherbet is less commonly used, but it's not incorrect. It's just a less commonly used pronunciation and spelling
and
of the
what
of
is
the same word.
Sherbet. What is that?
It is a frozen sweet dessert made from fruit or fruit juices.
Yeah, it's fruit. It's like it's like ice cream with fruit juice instead of milk.
No, I love Please ice cream. I become
my
a little
wife
more
can't
lactose
have,
intolerant.
I can't have dairy.
Oh,
so
that
she
explains
eats
it.
Sherbet.
Yeah.
She eats a lot of sherbet because she can't have ice cream.
Before
Andrew,
we get...
stick to your inventory stuff.
I have not been wrong at one point during this segment. Just saying.
Andrew every day puts up the YouTube screen. And it's usually something fairly static with a fake fire or something. And I saw a young girl walking across a glacier. And I go, what's that? And he didn't even, before he even turned around, he goes, oh, that's just the, I don't know what that is. Like, you started to answer before you even knew what it was.
Well, I was going to say.
Because he always has an answer.
Yeah. Always.
I was going to say a beautiful vista of the Vikinger towns of Norway. And then I turn around and it's just some lady walking on some rocks. Invading our space.
Before we get to weather, because I always like to keep the people guessing if we're ever going to do it.
That's right.
Can we
Me
do
too.
It,
including Dave?
Can we do an impromptu hot potato?
Oh.
I almost said hot pocket.
We do need to get to weather today, though.
Oh, go ahead.
We do need to do weather.
Give the baby his bottle.
No, do the hot potato.
It's his job.
No, because we don't do
Let's
it
nice
tomorrow.
To
you're
going to
say, "Hey, I didn't know this was coming."
Okay, go ahead.
True.
Fair enough.
You want to do weather first?
Sure.
Okay. Cold fronts come through. We're in the low 40s now, ready to drop into the 30s. But the rain, the really light rain that we've had, that's out of the picture. Tomorrow, a big old low pressure system.
Oh, wouldn't you know it?
He said we had to hear it.
We have to do weather. We have to do weather.
This is like the end of The Sopranos.
And then just bails out.
Someone cut my cable off.
Somebody cut my cable. He's back.
That's right. All
right.
All comes to an end fairly quickly Friday evening. A half inch to an inch accumulation. Total accumulation. However, these are the snows that get St. Louis drivers. Mm. It's just enough to cause problems. I do think there'll be slick roads during the day tomorrow into the early evening. And these squalls, they're kind of like thunderstorms, but they're snow. They don't last very long. They move in, they move out. But they can reduce visibility almost to zero for a couple of minutes. So that's a concern during the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening. All goes away. Saturday, cloudy, cold, flurries, 35. Sunday, cloudy, cold, flurries, and light rain. Here and there, 38 on Sunday. So it's a colder air mass, but it's not an extreme cold air mass, as we've been talking about for over a week, that the real cold was going to shift east and shift to the west.
Is it really rare that we'd make it this far into winter without any real snow?
No. No, we've actually had some winters where, you know, maybe an inch of snow. That was it for the entire winter. And there's been a couple of those.
Cool, cool. Okay. Hot potato.
Hot potato time. Mm-hmm.
New rules. Okay. We're not going to count it, but it's basically a one and a two and an answer and a two and a three and an answer, okay?
Yep.
And whatever the category is, which I'm about to give you, which was Rach's idea the other day, we'll all decide if it fits.
Okay.
It's majority rules.
Got
okay,
it.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to start. Going to go to Rachel. Going to start with me, then Dave,
okay,
then Andrew.
Okay, this
for
way.
Some reason in my mind, Dave's to my right.
Wait,
okay.
I don't get it. What's the rhythm thing?
It's about you. You can't like just wait forever and squawk.
Oh, okay.
You have to like give an actual answer.
I wonder I didn't get this.
You have
it seems so foreign.
The answer comes in,
yes,
and then you get a one and a two and an answer.
We're going to give you an 18 count. So, rock bands, Beatles.
Dave Murray, yeah.
You too.
The Rolling Stones.
AC/DC.
But that was mine.
And a one, and a two.
I don't like that countdown thing.
And a six, and a seven.
She's out.
Okay.
Yes.
Led Zeppelin.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I thought I had to be a band.
It does. I'm out too.
Wow.
Dave Murray.
Dave Murray.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Barely Civil.
We're doing that. Jeez.
What? Are they not a band?
I don't know.
You guys don't know, but I do.
Soul Kiss.
What about Nirvana?
Dave Murray, you're after Rachel now.
Beach Boys.
Pearl Jam.
Soundgarden.
Rage Against the Machine.
This
and one, and
Dave,
a two.
Yes.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Hall & Oates.
The Urge. Rock? You don't like Hall & Oates?
It's a duo.
I love Hall & Oates.
They play music together in a group. They're banded together for their love of rocking out.
That's a duo.
Vote. I vote no.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think for the essence of time, we have to vote no.
Okay.
We need to be strict.
Is it my turn?
Stricter than usual.
I accept.
Smashing Pumpkins.
The Electric Light Orchestra.
The Monkees.
Hole. I don't know why that's top of my brain.
Are the Monkees a band?
Give that to Dave.
They were fake. The Monkees were a fake band.
Give it a rest, Chief.
What?
They released music.
Dave Murray, you're up.
Oh, Keola Beamer.
Is that a person or a band?
Yeah, we don't know what that is.
What?
That's really a person.
There you go.
He's a Hawaiian music
band. Oh, okay.
Korn.
Weezer.
Stained.
Oh, gosh. Nickelback, I'm sorry.
It's okay, it's one.
Hole in Nickelback.
I don't know. Nickelback.
You're out.
I
got to
throw a flag. Throw a flag on Nickelback.
Well, that's a band.
They're rock.
Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Tony's.
Mesh.
I'm trying to
REM.
All
the
local bands. You win. I don't know anything about it anymore.
It's hard. And a one and a two, my hands are sweating.
Yeah. Nice job.
How about Thomas? Couldn't get one.
You know what I was trying to think of?
She left one in the back seat.
Then I'm like, he's not a band.
And I said AC/DC, and you had
AC/DC.
Yeah, My picks were Led Zeppelin, Hole, Nickelback, REM. What was the other one? Gosh.
Yeah, some weird ones.
Mine were Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. I was all over the dang place.
That's all top right. Of the you mind. Still won. Nice mm-hmm. job.
Oof. All right. Well, you want to take a break?
Let's do. First, let's all do I'm on the Way Out. Instead of music, let's do some Trish Gazelle ASMR.
Okay, ready?
Thanks, Dave.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, minutes shy of 5 p.m. Frank Cusimano joins us, host of Sports Plus Sunday nights. Frank, what's coming up this Sunday night on Sports Plus?
The duo of Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt together. Two wow, of our most cool. popular athletes of the 2000s. And let me tell you something. That's a position loaded with divas and spoiled brats and rotten teammates. I don't think we really realized how fortunate we were in St. Louis to have these two legendary players also happen to be incredible teammates and great people. And the way they talk about each other and the way they competed against each other, it's just a beautiful thing to watch and a beautiful thing to see. And it's just, we're so blessed in St. Louis to have these two guys that played football here.
Frank, Torrey Holt, great player. You probably know where I'm going. He's no doubt a great player, and especially St. Louis Rams, you know, a St. Louis legend. Is he, in your opinion, a Hall of Famer?
I do.
Yeah.
And this is the reason. In the decade of the 2000s, he had more receiving yards than any football player on the planet Earth.
Huh.
He was also the first to go 1,300 yards in five consecutive seasons. It would have been nicer if he would have finished off his career in a little bit better fashion, but you just can't deny it. The guy was a star. He belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Frank, we do this a lot, but I grew up with Jim Hart and Mel Gray. If you took them out of 1974, just as they were, and put them in the NFL today, do they even make a team? Are they Hall of Fame? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mel Gray makes any team because speed, you know, translates to any decade, any generation, and he ran a 9-2, so for sure. And I'll tell you, Dave, Jim Hart played with Don Coryell in that, you know, the first kind of spread offense and throwing the ball all the time. I think he would translate, too, because I don't think anybody had a better right arm than Jim Hart in his prime.
Interesting. Hmm.
Frank, a lot of people tweeting about the Blues. Hmm. They opened up last night and looked pretty good.
Well, they should be. And I'll tell you, I can't give enough credit to the head coach, Craig Berube. I wish I would, like, follow him into the casino, and whatever he bets, I would do the same thing. Because, like, before training camp began, he said, I'm going to move Robert Thomas to the second line, and then I'm going to put Jordan Kyrou in my lineup. But what happens last night, Thomas, two great plays, Kyrou scores a goal. And then, how about this, too? Mike Hoffman has visa issues, can't play. So he decides to move Oscar Sundquist up to Hoffman's line to replace him. And what happens? Well, Sundquist scores two goals last night. This is like the Craig Berube that we had during the Stanley Cup year, where like every little alteration, every lineup move worked out. He's just, he's something special.
Do we need to recap Monday night's national championship game? It pretty much went down exactly like you said it would. Ohio State may be a great team, but Alabama is just on another level.
You know, I had Coach Drinkwitz on the on the radio the next day, and I said, what do you think when you look at Nick Saban, you look at that offense? And he said, look, I don't want to take anything away from Nick Saban because he is the greatest. But he says, it's a whole lot easier coaching when you have the best two wide receivers in college football, the best running back in college football, and maybe the most accurate passer in college football. So that's the thing about Saban is, if you want to judge coaches, you judge them on two things, you know, developing players and schemes, and then recruiting. Well, he's a 10 in one, and he's a 10 in the other, and that's why he's got 7 national championships.
I read an article today, just the headline kind of caught me off guard about Yadier Molina. The headline, it was from our sister station, KMOX, and it said, Yadier Molina still preparing for 2021, but hints at possibly at the possibility of retiring. I hadn't heard that out of Yadi yet. I thought he was, you know, holding out for the best deal and trying to get a 2-year contract and maybe wouldn't be on the Cardinals, but would definitely be playing next year. What's the retirement talk? I hadn't heard that.
Well, here's my dime store psychology. Negotiations are usually about one word, leverage. Get another offer from a competitor and your value goes up. 38-year-old Yadier Molina doesn't seem to be getting another offer. So he has another idea for leverage. Mm. If I don't like what the Cardinals are offering, then I'm going to retire and leave a happy man. So there's his leverage. If he's serious about this, hey, I don't have to play. I've made $154 freaking million dollars. And if you don't give me what I want, I'm fine with walking away. Mm-hmm. Is he fine? I don't know, but I think it's a good idea, a good leverage move.
So, Frank, keep your psychologist cap on. Do you think that the management at Cardinals think what we really, really, truly want is Yadi to be on the team because he is the best catcher in baseball? Or do you think they're thinking, what we really kind of want him to do is retire a Cardinal, but we don't really want him on the team, but we don't want him to leave the Cardinals or go to another team?
There's a lot to unpack there. I think that they would like him back for 1 year and have him take a bow and do a swan song. And they certainly, look, Bill DeWitt's a baseball traditionalist. He doesn't want to see Yadier Molina in a Chicago White Sox uniform. In fact, I don't think anybody in the baseball world does. So I don't, look, they're not going to give him a 2-year deal. It's a bad idea for a catcher, so.
And Frank, before we run out of time, any update on the two college basketball teams and the COVID issues that they were both having?
Well, here's the interesting thing is SLU got it before Mizzou, and I think the earliest SLU is going to play is next Friday, and Mizzou, it looks like they're going to be back this weekend. So just not to name names here with SLU, but what I'm told, it was an outbreak. I mean, we're talking maybe the entire team. So that's why it's been so long for them.
Gotcha.
Cool, cool. All right, Frank, have a great week. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.